a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon, and today is Wednesday, June 30th. This is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. Sunny skies, a few clouds out there, and 92 degrees downtown.
Freeway traffic rolling along. I'm Ricky Meese.
Our top story this hour is developing news. Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction is being overturned. Let's get the very latest from ABC's Alex Stone. He is live now with details.
After serving just over 2 years of his 3 to 10 year prison term, Bill Cosby will be released as a free man today. This after the Pennsylvania Supreme Court said prosecutors made mistakes in how they used statements Cosby had made to a previous prosecutor as part of a deal with that previous DA, and then he was put on trial by the new prosecutors. ABC's Aaron Katursky.
Bill Cosby had entered into this agreement with a previous prosecutor. Then a new DA came along in Montgomery County, Pennsylvania, and opted to bring these sex assault charges. And when he did, the court said prosecutors, yes, have discretion, but cannot undermine fundamental fairness and due process. And the only remedy, the court said, is to allow Bill Cosby to leave prison.
And so what it means is Cosby will go free, that he cannot be tried again. Cosby was convicted of sexual assault in Pennsylvania. I'm Alex Stone, ABC News.
Defense attorney Greg Skordas told Dave and Dujanovic there were two reasons that this case was overturned.
The prosecution should not have been allowed to call five accusers that were not named victims in the case. They just came in to sort of corroborate what the victim had said. And the judge said they should not have been allowed to testify, which is really unusual in light of current case law throughout the country. But the second and more compelling reason for the appeal was that previous prosecutor had told him that they were not going to prosecute him for one of the sex crimes. And based on that agreement, he spoke and gave testimony in a civil lawsuit, which was then used against him. Supreme Court of Pennsylvania said that broke the agreement from the prior prosecutor.
ABC News is reporting that Cosby will leave jail within hours. And again, the court also banned any future prosecution for these same charges. Alleged victims of Bill Cosby are reacting to the news of his release. Victoria Valentino tells ABC News he's a monster who should never be allowed free.
My stomach is lurching, and I am deeply distressed about the injustice of the whole thing.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court also stipulating Cosby cannot be retried on the charges because he shouldn't have been tried in the first place, according to the court.
Utah fireworks.
It's just not worth the risk, according to Governor Spencer Cox. He's joining a growing list of elected officials calling on everyone not to light personal fireworks because of extreme drought and fire danger. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
To show how devastating fires actually are, Ogden Mayor Mike Caldwell broke down how many resources were used to fight the apartment complex fire in his city that destroyed the complex and several other buildings.
We used over 1.5 million gallons of water to put that down.
He and other state officials are pleading with everyone, skip the personal fireworks in July and consider launching them on New Year's. Governor Spencer Cox says he would issue a statewide ban if he could, but he says there's not enough agreement on a fireworks ban to call a special session.
I can call a special session. It doesn't mean they have to show up. It doesn't mean they have to do anything. And so I think that that would be a mistake.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
President Biden is looking for ways the federal government can help Utah and other western states this wildfire season, including a raise for some firefighters.
Biden says federal wildland firefighters should be making $15 an hour with 10% bonuses. He announced it in a virtual meeting with governors from the western states, including Governor Cox and his cabinet, FEMA, and other organizations.
The truth is we're playing catch up. This is an area that has been under-resourced, but that's going to change if we have anything to do with it.
He says National Guard members could also be trained to help fight wildfires as well. The president said the federal government is working on real-time tools to notify when there's been a lightning strike that starts a fire, for example, and better forest management tools and fire prevention. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Other national stories KSL is following this half hour. Officials have found more deceased people in the rubble of the collapsed condo building in southern Florida. 16 people have now died, and the search is continuing for survivors. And a new lawsuit is being filed. ABC's Faith Abube explains.
Sharon Schechter told CNN she was on the 11th floor when the building came down.
I was holding the bed. And my dog was running around. She was very frazzled.
She then looked out her terrace door.
I saw nothing. And I'm saying to myself, where is my building? I thought I was dreaming. I thought I was in a nightmare. And I also looked straight ahead to an apartment. I knew the couple well. And I see a door open, and I don't see an apartment.
Schechter grabbed her dog and rushed out of her apartment, making it to the garage.
A new lawsuit is being partially based on a letter sent to condo residents back in April warning that damage had gotten significantly worse and that the concrete deterioration was accelerating. Evacuations are underway near a fire in an industrial plant in Illinois. That plant produces hundreds of tons of lithium batteries, which produce very toxic smoke when it burns. Morris County Deputy Fire Chief Tracy Steffs says they are actively seeking help from firefighters with experience fighting lithium fires.
We're going to come up with a strategy this afternoon to see what we can do to smother this fire.
Lithium flames do not extinguish with water. Coming up on KSL, a bad day for Robin Hood and a look at your noontime drive.
We do have a small accident called out 9400 South just to the side of 7th East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1206.
Utah fireworks.
Daybreak in Eagle Mountain. Prohibited all fireworks. Cottonwood Heights. No at-home fireworks in Salt Lake City.
A citywide ban on Class C fireworks.
They can restrict fireworks in areas where wildlands are right next to home.
Listen all this week on KSL News Radio.
Do you need cash now? Is your interest rate too high? Are you drowning in car payments? Your car is worth more now than ever before. So it's time to sell high during Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. Trade in your car to Volkswagen Southtown and we'll buy it for its original base MSRP. Deducting only for mileage, manufacturer's incentives, and any damage. Plus, you can get a new car at Volkswagen Southtown for as low as 0% APR for 60 months. Or a used car for as low as 0.9 for 60 months. There's never been a better time to sell high. Or, if you need cash now, just sell us your car. No strings attached. Volkswagen Southtown will buy your car even if you don't buy one from us. We're paying thousands more than ever for cars like yours. Don't miss Volkswagen Southtown's Sell High Sale. Going on now. Stop by today to check out the new VW Tau, VW ID4, the Atlas Cross Sport, and more. Or visit VWSouthtown.com.
Financing through VCI OAC. See dealer for details.
Shop Utah's number one Volkswagen dealer at VWSouthtown.com.
Utah mobile driver's licenses are here, and there's a super easy way for you to get one this week without even going to the DMV.
UCCU has partnered with the Utah Division of Motor Vehicles to make getting your mobile driver's license so easy. But I guess we should make sure everyone knows what a mobile license is.
Yeah, instead of having to remember to carry your license everywhere you go, you'll have your license right on your phone.
Our credit cards are already on our phones, our airline tickets. Why not make our driver's license is more convenient and secure.
And as always, when it comes to pioneering new technologies, our friends at UCCU are here to help.
UCCU has just become the first financial institution in the state that can securely accept mobile driver's licenses as a legal form of ID for all your banking.
There are two events this week where you can get your mobile license easy. Just stop by UCCU's New Draper branch Tuesday between 10 and 2.
Or UCCU's Lehigh branch Wednesday between 10 and 2. Walk in and walk out with a mobile driver's license.
UCCU. You're going to love where you bank.
At Shopko Optical, our experienced optometrists provide comprehensive eye care solutions so that you can see clearly and maintain healthy vision. Visit Shopko.com to schedule your eye exam today.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's New News, recapping our top local story this half hour. Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction has been overturned. Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruling that Cosby be released from prison after he's now served 2 years. The largest fine of its kind is being levied today against Robinhood, accused of misleading customers. ABC's Aaron Katursky has more.
When investors earlier this year egged each other on via social media to buy up garbage stocks like GameStop, they often used the online brokerage Robinhood. That brokerage, which promised to demystify finance for all, has now agreed to pay a nearly $70 million fine to resolve allegations it misled millions of customers and approved trades for thousands of customers who were ineligible to make them. It's the biggest fine ever imposed by the Financial Industry Regulatory Authority. Robinhood neither admitted nor denied wrongdoing. Aaron Katursky, ABC News, New York.
You'll be paying more to drive anywhere this 4th of July weekend. The national average is $3 per gallon, but it's even worse here in our state. AAA says Utah saw the biggest weekly increase in the entire country, jumping 12 cents to an average of $3.54 a gallon. Experts say with about a quarter of the country expected to travel, some areas of the country could see low supply with growing demand. Another member of the Biden administration will be visiting Utah this week. KSL News Radio's Amy Kobabe reports.
Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff, the husband of Vice President Kamala Harris, will visit Bryce Canyon National Park on Friday. The visit is part of a tour through southwestern states, according to the Salt Lake Tribune. The goal is to celebrate the country's progress against COVID-19. He'll also visit a vaccine clinic in Phoenix and highlight the ease of getting the shots. Amy Kobabe, KSL News Radio.
Traffic and weather together, sponsored by Zions Bank. Ricky Meese, any problem spots?
Not as far as accidents. In fact, we are crash-free on the Valley freeways. Now, if you are going to be traveling I-215's East Belt on the northbound side, you could run into a reduced speed. That is due to road work taking place as you go through the Holiday area up to about 3900 South. So just be aware of that. We had an earlier crash on a surface street. It's in the cleanup stages, 9400 South, just to the side of 700 East. Also looking at a clogged and congested drive in the construction zone on 3rd West, both directions between 1300 and 2100 South. If your child begins kindergarten garden in 2022, it's time to apply for Waterford Upstart. Get them ready at home at no cost. It's fun and easy. Register today at waterfordupstart.org. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Looks like we could see a bit of rain today. Let's get the very latest on our forecast.
Strong storms going to be possible this afternoon along the Wasatch Front. Some heavy rain, a possibility, could get some localized flooding. Temperatures in the low 90s before the storm gets here and it cools down. More the same tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms, low 90s, and falling temperatures afternoon. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Bit of sunshine, cloudy, 84 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, I just told you about those high gas prices. Coming up, I'll tell you how to save money on gas. That's up next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Kidney disease is a potentially fatal condition that causes more deaths each year than breast cancer or prostate cancer. Symptoms are difficult to detect, yet 1 in 3 people are at risk for developing the disease. Tiredness, trouble concentrating, dry, itchy skin, and urinating more often than usual may be symptoms. Visit OptumKidneyCheck.com to take a simple survey to see if you are at risk. That's OptumKidneyCheck.com. A public service message from the National Kidney Foundation, Optum Labs, and this station.
We made USAA insurance for veterans like Liz and Mike, an Army family who's always at the ready. So when Liz's ultrasound showed twins...
Hold on, two babies?
They didn't panic. They acted fast and got a bigger car for their soon-to-be bigger family. After shopping around for auto insurance, they knew USAA was the way to go. Our agents quickly understood their needs and made it simple to get coverage on their new car. They even found Liz and Mike some savings to keep it all within budget.
That was the easy part.
USAA insurance is made the way Liz and Mike need it. Easy. So they can save for whatever surprise comes next. Explore all the ways we're helping our members save. Get a quote today at USAA.com/auto. USAA. What you're made of, we're made for.
USAA.
Ability to receive a quote depends on membership eligibility. Membership eligibility and product restrictions apply and are subject to change. USAA means United Services Automobile Association and its affiliates, San Antonio, Texas.
Team USA is training hard and ready for the Olympic Games. And so is Jacob.
Whoa, I've got my lucky shirt and Xfinity Flex.
Oh, yeah. Jacob's family got Xfinity Internet with the best Wi-Fi for their home and a Flex 4K streaming box free, plus Peacock Premium included. So Jacob is ready for anything.
Go Team USA!
With medal ceremonies, highlights, interviews, and more, plus apps like Disney+, Netflix, and Hulu, it's all of Jacob's favorites in one place.
Can your internet do that?
Get ready for the Olympic Games with Xfinity Internet for only $19.99 a month for 12 months with a one-year agreement. And get a Flex 4K streaming box free and Peacock Premium included. Offer ends September 30th, so go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit a store today to learn more. Requires paperless billing and autopay. Restrictions apply. New Performance Starter Plus customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra and subject to change. After term, regular rates apply. Subscriptions required to access streaming services.
Xfinity, proud partner of Team USA.
Get ready for retirement with Mike Stevens of Capital Wealth Advisors and Retire Utah Radio every Saturday morning at 5. Mike helps answer your retirement questions. That's Retire Utah Radio, Saturday mornings at 5.
KSL News Time, 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The growing chorus of elected officials asking people to skip fireworks gets a loud voice. The governor wants people to skip them for July and consider lighting them on New Year's. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, Bill Cosby will be released from prison today. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court has overturned his 28 sexual assault conviction. Stay tuned for more coming up from ABC News in just a few minutes. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Mead.
No accidents, no delays on the Valley freeways. We're looking good there. We had an earlier crash. It's in the cleanup stages, 9400 South at about 750 East, but you shouldn't see any kind of major backups. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Going to see some thunderstorms today and temperatures around 92. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
84 degrees downtown. Time now for KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. Comedian and actor Bill Cosby, currently in prison, could be released as early as today after Pennsylvania's highest court overturned his sexual assault conviction on a matter of law.
Bill Cosby had given a deposition in which he appeared to admit that he would drug women with whom he wanted to have sex. A previous prosecutor had agreed with Cosby's lawyers not to use that deposition against him in a criminal case. A new district attorney decided otherwise, and the Pennsylvania Supreme Court vacated Cosby's conviction, saying that decision was wrong. The court recognized the vast discretion of prosecutors, but not, the court said, when it runs against due process.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. The court also stipulated Cosby cannot be retried on the criminal charges. He still faces civil lawsuits. In Florida, more victims have been recovered from the rubble of the collapsed condo complex in Surfside. The death toll now stands at 16, with 147 still unaccounted for. Governor Ron DeSantis says families and anyone else affected by that collapse have resources available.
We have mental health resources that are here in Surfside, have been here for a number of days now. We've been able to link individual families at their request for that support.
Crews continuing to work nonstop digging through the rubble. A CDC report shows screenings for breast and cervical cancers dropped dramatically early on in the pandemic.
The report found across the board breast cancer screenings fell 87% and cervical cancer screenings fell 84% in April 2020 as nationwide pandemic restrictions set in. The CDC says this could result in delayed diagnosis and poorer outcomes. The report says the drops were more pronounced in minority groups. For example, breast cancer screenings among American Indian, Alaskan Native women fell 98% that month. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
You're listening to ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. Gas prices in the Beehive State are higher than much of the nation right now. According to AAA, our average price is $3.52 for regular. ABC's Rebecca Jarvis reports on what you can expect for the holiday weekend.
The national average for a gallon of regular today, $3.11. That is up almost a dollar from this time last year. And it's the highest amount we've paid over the 4th of July weekend for gasoline since 2014. And here's what you need to know. If you are traveling, you can save as much as 20 to 40 cents by crossing a state line. So it pays to check out apps like Gas Buddy and Waze to see where the cheapest gas is on your route. You might want to cross a state line before you fill up that tank. We tend to see prices go up over the summer. That's when people hit the road. That's when gasoline tends to be the most. The biggest thing will be the weather going forward. If there's a major hurricane in Texas or Louisiana, that could send prices higher. But what we also tend to see is prices go lower in the fall.
And you've been listening to KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank. Let's get the latest. Here's Ricky Meese.
Pretty quiet on your noontime drive. Good speeds on all the valley freeways, including I-15. That's north and southbound between Willard Bay and Utah Lake. Had an earlier accident called out 9400 south just to the side of 7th East. Now, if you're going to be exiting off of I-15 north or southbound to go eastbound on 1300 south, that's going to be jammed up. It's due to road work that's blocking lanes of traffic. You may want to consider avoiding that spot altogether. Again, that's 1300 south just east of I-15 at about 3rd and 4th West. If your child begins... SLC International Airport is reminding passengers to arrive early and allow extra time to navigate the new airport. Details at slcairport.com. They're ready to fly when you are. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Looks like a few thunderstorms today. Let's get the very latest on the 7-day forecast with Grant Wayman.
Top of the low 90s today with scattered thunderstorms. Some of these could be on the strong side this afternoon. We'll see more storms tomorrow. And more rain possible. The highs tomorrow about 92 as well. 95 on Friday, just a slight chance of storms that day. And then it warms up just in time for 4th of July weekend. Saturday, lots of sun, 97, 98 on Sunday, the 4th of July. More of the same next week, 98 Monday, 99 Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And mostly cloudy, 84 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Quick check of the markets. The Dow up by nearly 200 points right now. We'll get a complete update of your money news coming up next.
A couple of weeks ago, Dee and I took a little road trip over into Nevada. And as we were going along, I noticed that her little Deemer, we call it, was pulling slightly to the right. And I thought, you know, when we get back, we've got to get into Burt Brothers, and especially since we're planning a little longer trip going back to see her family in Missouri just in the next week or so. We just pulled it on into Burt Brothers and said, hey, it's pulling to the right and so on. They looked at it. They looked the car over to make sure that we were in good shape generally. But they said, yeah, it was out of alignment. Good thing that you came on in, saved the investment that you put into those tires. I love the fact that I can just go into the Burt Brothers and absolutely know that they are going to watch out for our vehicle, watch out for our family, and watch out for our pocketbook, too. You can go to BurtBrothers.com, schedule your free road trip ready safety check. It's so easy to do. They're great people to do business with. Go to BurtBrothers.com, find that location near you. It's Burt Brothers.
Okay, you've done it. You called the dirt bag, and they brought you your garden soil and compost delivered right to your home. All the plants have been planted and are growing like crazy, but just one problem. The finishing touches. The thing that sets your landscaping apart. Decorative mulch. Your choice of dark brown, black, or natural, or top dress with organic mountain compost in dark rich color will make your shrubs and flowers pop while enriching your existing soil. And it's delivered right to you without all the labor. All you do is get on the internet or phone, and then they'll deliver your mulch right to your driveway. A cubic yard sealable bag so you can use it when you want to, one shovel at a time, or a truckload of mulch in bulk delivered right to your home. You can also save time and money by going to their location where they'll fill up your truck or trailer for you. Just call or get online and then conveniently get the beautiful garden you want with the one dirt bag you'll love. TheDirtBag.com. TheDirtBag.com.
You may not have heard the term fiduciary, but if you're working with a financial professional, it's important to know what a fiduciary means. A fiduciary, per license, has the duty to put the client's best interest first. In other words, your interests over our own. My name is Jeff Jr. with Trajan Wealth, and as a fiduciary, we must choose the best investment product available and have reasonable basis for that advice. Most financial professionals are simply paid a commission for selling you a product. Trajan Wealth is fee only, which means we're paid a low flat fee, and that gives us incentive to grow your portfolio because our interests are aligned. If you're working with someone who is more interested in selling you a product or seems more interested in making a quick commission, then call me, Jeff Jr., and our team of fiduciaries at Trajan Wealth. 801-899-7600. 801-899-7600. Or visit TrajanWealth.com.
Investment advisory services offered through Trajan Wealth, an SEC registered investment advisor.
Every 2 minutes, an American is sexually assaulted. Be the someone who gives their time. Be the someone who lends an ear. Be the someone who takes a step. This is Christina Ricci with RAIN, asking you to join the fight against sexual violence and volunteer in your community. Log on to RAIN.org, that's RAINN.org, to learn how you can be the someone.
This message brought to you by the Rape, Abuse, and Incest National Network and this station.
KSL News Time, 1224. A new report out today highlights the role employers might play in helping get more people vaccinated.
The survey from the Kaiser Family Foundation found that when employers encourage vaccination and even provide paid sick leave to get it, employees were more likely to get vaccinated. The survey of 1,800 adults found that for those who had employers that encouraged vaccination, 73% had gotten at least one shot. While those who had employers that did not encourage it, only 41% had gotten at least one shot. Results were similar with employers who offered paid time off to get vaccinated versus those who did not. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money is sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union, Love Where You Bank. Intel is going to delay making one of its newest chips in an effort to improve performance. Wall Street Journal reports the chipmaker is facing significant production setbacks. The additional time will allow Intel to improve data handling and processing. JPMorgan Chase is raising salaries for first-year analysts. The starting wage will go up to $85,000 to $100,000 a year. The pay hike is going up to $110,000 for third-year analysts as well. That's according to CNN Business. Now, this will make JPMorgan the most lucrative big bank for junior analysts. Trader Joe's is recalling a popular candy. The dark chocolate almond butter cups are being recalled over concerns they might be contaminated with peanut protein. Company is responding to reports of allergic reactions. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 182 points, sitting at 34,474. S&P 500 up by a point. The NASDAQ down by 33 points. Another hidden treasure hunt sending people out into the wilderness, this time in California.
I have $1,000 cash right here, and I'm hiding it somewhere in this forest.
Hidden in the woods of Santa Cruz, there's a box with $1,000 in cash. An account called The Official Treasure Hunt popped up on Instagram. Every Thursday, they're posting clues as to where the money is hidden.
Yes, this is a real-life treasure hunt. Anybody can come find this prize.
The two co-founders of the treasure hunt say it is the real deal, a way to get people together in the outdoors and have some fun in public parks and on public lands. And now the hunt is on.
The treasure is easily accessible.
Alex Stone, ABC News.
The latest on your drive coming up next, KSL News Time, 1227.
The list of places you can set off fireworks this weekend is small and getting smaller.
Fire chiefs came together asking people not to light fireworks this year. They're telling everyone fines will be heavily enforced.
However you celebrate, KSL has the latest on how and where.
Get coverage all this week.
Utah Fireworks on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion.
More news.
Do you know how to tell if a clogged drain is something to worry about or not? What's up, everybody? I'm Mike Wilson with Any Hour Services, and I understand it's annoying and inconvenient, but sometimes a clogged drain can be a sign there's a more serious issue with your sewer mainline. If the drains in the lowest level of your home aren't draining, or you flush a toilet and it comes up somewhere else like a shower or a floor drain, I'm urging you to look at this as more than just an annoyance. The last thing I want you to experience is a sewer backup. If you're a homeowner experiencing any of these issues, the first step would be to snake the line to see if it's just a blockage, which one of our drain techs can do for only $29. Yep, you heard that right. Any Hour Services will snake any drain line with normal access for only $29. Sinks, showers, tubs, toilets, floor drains, laundry drains, even that sewer main line that connects to the city. We'll snake any line for just $29. For help with your drain issues, call Any Hour Services at 801-443-7700. You can Google Any Hour Services. You can even schedule online at anyhourservices.com. No one helps more homeowners than Any Hour Services.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Learn more at underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather brought to you by Zions Bank. Ricky Meese is in the KSL Traffic Center.
We do have a new crash. This is in Weber County. It's southbound 1900 West at 3900 South in Roy. It is blocking a right lane of traffic. And then a crash on SR 39. This is leaving Ogden Canyon. It's also in Weber County. But this crash is going to be about 7 miles east of Huntsville. It's out there, but something to watch for if you're going to be traveling that area. Here in the Valley, we are looking at good speeds on all the Valley freeways with no problems reported. Get 0% APR on balance transfers and purchases up to 6 months, plus low rates and rewards with a new credit card from Cypress Credit Union. For details, visit cypresscu.com. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on the forecast. Those clouds have moved in. Here's Grant Wayman.
Yesterday we had pretty strong thunderstorms in the southern part of the state. There's some localized flooding. We're going to see more storms firing up across the state today. Some of these here along the Wasatch Front with some heavy rain possible. Temperatures in the low 90s, but cooler when the rain moves through, and then more of the same tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And our temperature just dropped a degree down to 83 degrees. Sounds like the storms are headed our way. Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 1230. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. Bill Cosby will soon be a free man. The Pennsylvania Supreme Court has vacated Cosby's sexual assault conviction. Court says there was a deal made with a previous prosecutor that barred the inclusion of a key piece of the DA's case. ABC's Aaron Katursky has the story.
Bill Cosby had given a deposition in which he appeared to admit that he would drug women with whom he wanted to have sex. A previous prosecutor had agreed with Cosby's lawyers not to use that deposition against him in a criminal case. A new district attorney decided otherwise, and the Pennsylvania Supreme Court vacated Cosby's conviction, saying that decision was wrong. The court recognized the vast discretion of prosecutors, but not, the court said, when it runs against due process.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court stipulated that Cosby cannot be retried on the charges. Stay tuned to KSL News Radio. We'll have more perspective on this story in about 10 minutes with Utah defense attorney Greg Skordas. Officials now say the fire that torched an Ogden apartment building and five other homes was human-caused. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly has more.
The Ogden fire marshal says the investigation is still in the early stages. Kevin Brown spoke to KSL News Radio's Dave Dujanovic this morning and says the police are still looking for clues into the blaze, which caused more than $3 million in damage.
Doorbell cameras, businesses, traffic cams, we're trying to pull all that together now and piece it together.
Brown says there's no doubt the massive fire was human-caused, and it is suspicious, but he stopped short of calling it arson. He also says the Ogden fire and apartment building in Mill Creek, which went up in flames, are not believed to be related. Heather Kelly, KSL News Radio.
A SWAT standoff in South Ogden this morning had police exchanging fire with a man inside a house. David Lobby with the South Ogden Police says the situation started when police were investigating a possible assault. He says a 56-year-old man at the home opened fire on officers around midnight.
We do not have a current status on him. We're still trying to do that. We've used armored vehicles to attempt to contact him at the home, and it seems like the officers are coming under fire. They're still trying to assess their last attack on the home. I believe they're still waiting for some more armor so they can get up to the home.
KSL News Radio is continuing to follow the situation for the latest updates. A new law involving hunting, fishing, and child support takes effect tomorrow. Division of Wildlife Resources says it's no longer able to issue hunting or fishing licenses to anyone $2,500 or more who owes $2,500 or more in child support. The law passed during this year's legislative session. The DWR says people with a block on their account will need to contact the Office of Recovery Services to either pay the amount due in full or set up a payment plan. A multi-vehicle accident took the lives of two people and shut down I-15 in Kaysville overnight. KSL News Radio's Jason Tulin reports one driver was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence.
A catering company lost a load of canvas bags onto the freeway. Two vehicles stopped for that debris, a red Toyota Prius out of California and a Chevy Malibu. A Ford F-250 pickup collided into the Prius, knocking it into the Malibu. The two occupants inside the Prius, an adult male and an adult female, sustained fatal injuries and died at the scene. Another male was taken by medical helicopter in critical condition. The driver of that F-250 had minor injuries and was arrested. Jason Tulin, KSL News Radio.
UHP says a passenger car was hit by a Union Pacific train in Kaysville. It happened around midnight last night, and officials say one woman was taken to the hospital. They're investigating, but say the car was driving southbound on the train tracks when it was hit. Other national stories KSL is following. 16 people have now been confirmed dead in Surfside, Florida. Rescue crews are now in their seventh day at the site of the collapsed condo building. Governor Ron DeSantis says families and others affected by the collapse can get mental help that they need.
We have mental health resources that are here in Surfside, have been here for a number of days now. We've been able to link individual families at their request for that support.
147 people are still missing in the rubble. A continued heat wave baking the Pacific Northwest has turned deadly.
We know that at least two people have died in the heat wave near Seattle, and we are going to see more all-time records fall, like we did yesterday in Spokane at 109. Canada's having all-time records fall, too. Today we could see more records anywhere from Boise and Reno all the way up through the Northern Rockies, but also in the East Coast.
ABC News Chief Meteorologist Ginger Z. Coming up on KSL, Boyd Matheson joins me to discuss more on the importance of mental health after that condo collapse in Florida. Plus, a look at your noontime drive.
A crash in Roy. This is southbound 1900 West, 3900 South. It's been affecting the right lane of traffic. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1235.
A challenge each afternoon to think again.
There's a lot of disrespect that happens to the flag, and not all of it is turning your back or taking a knee. Some of it is treating it inappropriately,
using it to market your own position, your own agenda.
Join and expanded inside sources from 1 to 3.
Weekday afternoons. Tell Alexa. Play KSL News Radio.
Logan is Utah's heart of the arts, so get your tickets now. Three historic theaters in one downtown block tell you we're not kidding. The Lyric Repertory season is underway, and there are free concerts every weekday at the Logan Tabernacle. Take note, the award-winning Utah Festival is back in action on July 7th with dozens of musical theater performances, plus late-night cabarets, Breakfast with the Stars, Academy classes, and more. Here's something you should know. Performers are here from Los Angeles, the Metropolitan Opera in New York City, and Broadway stages. Say what? In Logan, Utah? Totally true. You can see Fantastics, the longest-running Broadway musical in history. Souvenir, the hilarious tale of a wealthy socialite who loves to sing but can't carry a tune. 33 Variations is all about Beethoven. I Do, a tender 60-year musical love story. The prestigious American Festival Chorus and Orchestra will present the inspiring Mozart Requiem. Yearning to emerge from last year's cocoon? Utah Festival is your ticket. Buy yours now at utahfestival.org.
Your experience matters. At University of Phoenix, relevant life experience and eligible transfer credits can help you earn your degree faster and for less. In fact, undergrads who apply these credits, on average, save about 1 year and $11,000. Get the credit you deserve for time spent in the classroom, on the job, and in life, and see how much you can save at phoenix.edu. That's phoenix.edu.
If you have an IRA or 401k, you're not going to like what I'm about to tell you. Contributing to your IRA or 401k is easy. But withdrawing this money in retirement, it's complicated and riddled with trapdoors. Ultimately, it could needlessly cost you tens of thousands of dollars in taxes. Learn how you could avoid this on Retirement Solutions Radio this Saturday afternoon at 3 on KSL News Radio.
Breaking news on KSL News Radio. We have just learned that comedian Bill Cosby has now been released from prison. A Pennsylvania court earlier today overturning his conviction, and Bill Cosby now a free man. The court also saying that he cannot be retried on those same charges. We'll continue to get reaction and follow this story for you throughout the day. KSL News Time, 12:37. Officials in Florida say they are providing mental health needs to families and others impacted by the condo building collapse. Boyd Matheson joins me now. And Boyd, boy, why is this so important?
Well, you know, I think it's really significant that Governor DeSantis has called in additional help in terms of mental health providers and counselors for families who have lost family members who don't know where their family members are yet or if they're okay or under the rubble. And I think this is a really important message for all of us because we consume so much news and especially in a tragedy like this, it's easy to just put yourself into the middle of the middle of it. And suddenly you're carrying it 24/7. And I think it's important that we all kind of step back a little bit. It's not that we are avoiding the news or avoiding having conversations. We need to make sure we're doing it purposefully. Specifically, and in a way that's forward moving as well. So it's not about avoiding hard news or difficult conversations. It's not about rose colored glasses or glasses that are half full or half empty. But it's just taking information in, being able to process it in a way so that it doesn't become the center of the universe. It's just part of our experience.
Right, important conversations. It's interesting to me, Boyd, because there are so few mental health providers right now. We know that there is a shortage of mental health providers, but yet we also know the importance of having these conversations.
Absolutely, and those mental health providers are in short supply, especially dealing with a lot of our younger people. Long waiting lists to get into a lot of places. But just learning to have those conversations is also a really crucial thing that we have to get better at. Sometimes we do them pretty well with other people. We may not do them well with our spouse or with our own kids. And so learning some of those skills is also vital.
A newer phenomenon for our society, which has always wanted to just try to ignore, brush aside, and not, you know, it's been an embarrassment talking about the fact that you have a problem.
Yeah. And it's so important to be able to say, yeah, I need some help, or I'm struggling, or you know what, I can't get it out of my head. I'm so worried about, you know, those that have been impacted by what happened in Florida or in other places around the world. Being able to say, hey, I need some help is such an important thing. And as we always say, if you sense somebody needs something, reach out. If you sense you need something, reach out. And that's how we begin to have those conversations, link arms and move it forward together.
More coming up on Inside Sources.
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. Inside Sources. Thanks, with Maria. Boyd Matheson, coming your way from 1 to 3. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Zions Bank. What's happening, Ricky?
Well, we have a nasty crash in Weber County. It's a crash with injuries southbound 1900 West at 3900 South. And it is affecting both directions of traffic now. All southbound lanes are blocked, and now a northbound left lane of traffic is blocked off in the Roy area. If this is the spot you don't have to drive, try to take an alternate route. You are going to see that traffic is going to back up rather quickly. Since 1900 West, that frontage road area is often a well-traveled road. Now, Salt Lake County freeways look good. I-15 problem-free both directions in Weber, Davis, Salt Lake, and Utah counties. Even our surface streets are pretty quiet in this noontime drive. Overall, not a bad drive in progress. Step into $400 with University Credit Union. Use your new debit card, direct deposit, and switch over your auto loan. Visit ucreditu.com today to learn how to qualify. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And let's get the very latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Strong storms going to be possible this afternoon along the Wasatch Front. Some heavy rain, a possibility, could get some localized flooding. Temperatures in the low 90s before the storm gets here and it cools down. More the same tomorrow. Scattered thunderstorms, low 90s, and falling temperatures afternoon. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
All right, now just a bit of sunshine and 86 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. Coming up on Utah's New News, Utah Attorney Greg Skordis breaks down the details of the case after Bill Cosby's sexual assault conviction was overturned. That's next on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM, 1160 AM, and KSLNewsRadio.com, Utah's all-day companion for news.
Hi, everyone. Congressman Blake Moore here. My team and I have been keeping busy in Utah and Washington, D.C., working on issues that matter most to you and meeting with folks in the 1st District. It's an honor to represent you in Congress. I would love to hear from you and answer your questions. Join us for a public telephone town hall event on Wednesday, June 30th at 7 p.m. Mountain Time. Let's talk jobs, immigration, national security, family values, my visits to Hill Air Force Base, or anything else you'd like. Please call in on Wednesday, June 30th at 7 p.m. Mountain Time at 833-305-1678. Again, that's 833-305-1678. Be sure to sign up for my weekly newsletter at blakemore.house.gov and follow me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Rep. Blake Moore. It's a privilege to serve you, and I look forward to listening to your thoughts and concerns on Wednesday. Paid for by official funds authorized by the House of Representatives.
Did you happen to choose Service Plumbing, Heating, Air Conditioning, Electrical, or Drain Cleaning as your profession? If you have 5 or more years experience in one or more of these trades, and if you're a friendly, caring, kind person with great communication skills, you are drug-free, can pass a criminal background check, and desire to improve yourself with a fast-growing, world-class, industry-leading company, if you meet all these qualifications and would like to work for what we affectionately call the best company in the world, bless our heart, then call Whipple Service Champions at 444-FAST. We hire and train the best technicians in the industry. If you feel qualified, call 444-FAST. For more information, visit WhippleServiceChampions.com. Are you paid what you deserve with benefits? Do you receive ongoing professional training, advancement opportunities, and resources for your personal growth? If not, then join the winning team at Whipple Service Champions. To find your career and what makes us different, call 444-FAST. I'm excited about your future.
I'm Derek Miller. Sid Tetreault is the CEO of Brandless and president of the Women Tech Council, and she's here with an important message.
It feels good getting back on our feet. We've had heartbreak and challenges, but Utah has prevailed throughout the coronavirus. No other state has fared as well. And now we have the opportunity to put COVID-19 behind us. At the moment, 63% of Utahns 18 years and older have been vaccinated. But to begin achieving herd immunity, we need to reach 70%. Only 7% of our friends, family members, and employees need to have the time and opportunity to receive a free vaccination. Join our effort to bring it home. You can facilitate access to vaccinations by hosting a pop-up vaccination site at your business or by allowing time off for vaccinations. And these are just two of many ideas. More are available at coronavirus.utah.gov. There you can see how far we've come and learn how important it is between now and July 4th to bring it home.
KSL News Time, 1245. The three things you need to know this hour first.
President Biden looks at ways to help Western states facing wildfire risk this summer, including raising federal firefighter pay. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, Bill Cosby has been released from prison after his sexual assault conviction was overturned. Stay tuned for the latest coming up from ABC News in just a minute. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot with Ricky Meese.
That's going to be in Roy, where we have a crash with injuries. Southbound 1900 West at 3900 South. They are going to start to let southbound traffic get through. You've got to swerve way around, then come back to the right. And then northbound traffic, a left lane blocked in your direction as well. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Dropping temperatures in the afternoon with scattered thunderstorms. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, 86 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national stories from ABC News.
Bill Cosby released from prison in Pennsylvania a short time ago. He's been serving time, but his sex assault conviction was overturned by the state's highest court. ABC's Aaron Katursky explains why.
The opinion by the Pennsylvania State Supreme Court cleared the way for Bill Cosby's release from prison. The Supreme Court said the district attorney in Montgomery County violated Cosby's due process rights when he charged him with assaulting Andrea Constand, despite an earlier decision by a prior DA not to prosecute. The only remedy that can completely restore Cosby, the opinion said, is to discharge him from prison and bar any future prosecution on these charges.
ABC's Aaron Katursky. ABC News chief legal correspondent Dan Abrams says the court's ruling does not exonerate Cosby of the sex assault detailed by his accusers, but it frees him.
This means that this is over for Bill Cosby. But what this does not mean is that Bill Cosby has been cleared.
He still faces civil lawsuits from other accusers. Michelle Franz and ABC News.
Defense Attorney Greg Skordas joining KSL's David Dujanovic earlier today to talk more about this case. And he says this is a pretty common arrangement.
Prosecutors go through cases and they'll say, look,
We've done everything we can. We've done all our investigation. We don't think we can pursue this case, so we're not going to file it. We're going to decline prosecution. Now, it's not always just declined forever. I mean, sometimes cases are still left open. But in this case, the declination, if you will, by the prosecutor, at least in the eyes of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court, was a binding and permanent agreement, which the state then breached when they went ahead and prosecuted him for that exact crime.
Now, Skorda says this could affect people in the future.
I think the case overall was very positive for the Me Too movement and for crime victims to come forward and testify. He did go to prison, and I think he served about 2 years of a 3 to 10 year prison sentence. So hopefully it doesn't discourage victims in the future from coming forward. But it certainly would have some sort of chilling effect on that to say, hey, I went through all this. I testified. I put myself on the line. And then the whole conviction was just thrown out. I mean, that's a tough thing. That's a tough pill for a victim to swallow.
Cosby was arrested days before a statute of limitations expired. And Skorda says there are only a few exceptions here.
There's kind of a statute of limitations on everything. But for certain crimes, we don't have a statute of limitations. And sexual assault crimes against children victims, against victims who are under the age of 18, don't have a statute of limitations, but our adult crimes do. Homicide, murder, that type of stuff has no statute of limitations. But generally, most crimes, felony crimes, sex crimes, have an 8-year statute of limitations in Utah. But every state has its own rules.
And this new ruling does not allow for any retrial of these charges in this case. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 1249. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather brought to you by Zions Bank. Here's Ricky Meeks.
Well, traffic is getting through both directions, but not without a little bit of caution and difficulty and inconvenience. It's a crash in Weber County, southbound 1900 West, 3900 South. Possible injuries are involved here and maybe even multiple vehicles. So it's going to take them a while to get this cleared out of the way. You do have southbound right lanes blocked. They're going to push you all the way over into the northbound left lane of traffic to get around this, which means northbounders, that left lane is blocked. You've got to stay in the center and right lanes to get around. If you're traveling I-15 or any of the other Salt Lake County freeways, you're looking at a good drive with no problems. Physicians, do you feel confident in your financial plan, your investments? True North Wealth is honored to be serving hundreds of Utah physicians. That's True North Wealth. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Let's get the latest on your 7-day forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
Thunderstorms a possibility today with high temperatures topping out right around 92. It'll be cooler in the afternoon. More scattered thunderstorms tomorrow, more heavy rain, and a high also of 92. Slight chance of storms Friday. We're up to 95. It's going to warm up for the weekend and lots of sunshine Saturday, 97, 98 on the 4th, and mostly sunny. Then more of the same next week, 98 Monday, 99 Tuesday. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Mostly cloudy, 86 degrees downtown. Taking a quick check of the markets. Markets are mixed today with the Dow up by nearly 200 points. A complete update of your money news up next.
Eons ago, we cavemen discovered fire. So, nobody knows better than us how to prevent wildfires. Just stay next to the fire when it's blazing. Then pour water to douse it, stir, and repeat. And finally, check for heat. It'd be a shame if, say, you got lazy and didn't ensure the fire pit was cool to the touch and accidentally sparked the wildfire that wiped out the last of the dinosaurs and your cousin Bunk never shut up about it. Hypothetically, of course. So, douse your campfires. Use your fire sense.
Want to sell your home fast without doing any repairs? Well, you need to call Sunday. Sunday will buy your home as is and give you the best possible price. Sunday can close on your timeline in as quick as 10 days. The process is so easy, you don't have to do anything. No showings, no cleanings, no repairs, and better yet, you even get a $10,000 cash advance when you sell your home to them. Go to Sunday.com. That's Sundae.com. Or call 800-25-OFFER for your free, no obligation cash offer.
Hello, it's the professionals at CertaPro Painters with a wake-up call. Painting season is here. So if your home has peeling, cracking, or fading paint, inside or out, and you've been meaning to get it painted, call the proven, trusted experts at CertaPro Painters today. A fresh coat of paint or a brand new color can turn the home you love into the pride of the neighborhood. CertaPro Paint professionals take care of every detail,
prepping, painting, and finishing on time, worry-free. Doesn't the home you love deserve the kind of service you can count on? Before you hit the snooze button, go to CertaPro.com today. That's Serta with a C for a free estimate so you can get your painting project started. Each CertaPro painter's business is independently owned and operated.
Camping season is here, and Motorsportsland is ready to help you get away to your RV adventure. Don't put off making exciting memories and exploring the many outdoor hideaways right here in Utah. With an RV, your vacation home can be at whichever lake, mountainside, or forest you want to park at. Whether you're looking for a motorhome, fifth wheel, travel trailer, folding trailer, or toy hauler, Motorsportsland will help you find the model that best meets your needs and budget. Do you have an RV you aren't using or that no longer fits your lifestyle? With current shortages on new inventory, Motorsportsland is looking for quality pre-owned vehicles. Go to motorsportsland.com and click on Sell Your RV to get a hassle-free cash offer without the headaches of the classifieds. It's time to upgrade your adventure in an RV from Motorsportsland. Come in today and let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland, 4001 South State.
KSL News Time 12:54. The coronavirus Delta variant is picking up steam. Let's get the latest from ABC Sherry Preston.
Worries about the Delta variant of the coronavirus on the rise as cases rise. It's now responsible for more than 25% of all new COVID cases across the country. ABC's Will Reeve.
In Missouri, the epicenter for the Delta surge, where only 38% of eligible people have been fully vaccinated, new COVID-19 cases have risen by more than 76% in the last month.
And Dr. Jim Versalovic at Texas Children's Hospital warns,
this Delta variant is especially adept at infecting partially vaccinated individuals. So those adults and adolescents who may think that one shot out of two is enough, think again.
And when it comes to putting masks back on, CDC head Dr. Rochelle Walensky says for now, the national guidance is not changing. But in COVID hotspots, local officials may ask people to mask back up.
Those masking policies are really intended to protect the unvaccinated.
For what it's worth, Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by Utah Community Credit Union. Love where you bank. Shoe store DSW is moving to self-checkout in stores. Chain hopes automation is a solution to the current hiring void. That's according to CNN Business. Los Angeles no longer has the worst traffic in the nation. A new study from Texas A&M Transportation Institute reports the New York-Newark area has the worst traffic in the country, the bragging right belonging to L.A. since 1982. Salt Lake City has the eighth best unemployment rate recovery. Wallet Hub reports our capital city has a jobless rate of about 2.7%, and that has improved significantly since last May. Taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow up by 180 points, sitting at 34,472. S&P 500 up by 2, the NASDAQ down by 21 points. A snorkeler has an amazing story of his close encounter with a shark.
While diving for crabs on a rocky beach near San Francisco, he felt a sharp tug on his leg and saw it was in the mouth of a great white shark.
I could see kind of like from the top, like two eyes and kind of the nose.
Nemanja Spasojevic, he's 38.
The teeth, are so sharp that like you don't feel like too much pain. And I don't think I realized kind of the gravity of the situation.
He got loose, swam back to the beach.
And kind of yelled, hey, shark, shark.
A fisherman heard him and came by with first aid. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent. It was senseless. And I will never understand it. I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.